We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, the children of God.
We are the children.
Hi guys, I'm Emily.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jamie.
Hey, I'm Kaya.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
And here's Karen.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today, we're going to learn more about the Holy Spirit.
We're going to learn how Peter got power.
But before we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, let's hear a song about a different kind of power.
Machines need power to do work.
Gasoline.
Electricity.
Power from the sun.
Turn them on.
Turn them off.
Machines. Moving up, moving down, moving, moving all around. Turn them on, turn them off, machines. Moving fast, moving slow, power, power makes them go. Turn it on, turn it off, machines. Switch, 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 goes the washing machine. Round and round goes the mixer. Goes the motorcycle. Machines. Dig and dump. Goes the backhoe and dump truck. Goes the chainsaw. Click, click, click. Goes the adding machine. Machines. Moving up, moving down, moving all around. Turn it on, turn it off, machine. Moving fast, moving slow. Power, power makes them go. Turn it on, turn it off, machine. That's the sound of an airplane. Round and round goes the drill. Cut, 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 cut your grass with your lawnmower. Gasoline or electricity, make the motors run. Wind or water on batteries, or power from the sun. Grind, grind, grind goes the garbage disposal. Round and round goes the windmill. Run, 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 hey, your refrigerator's running.
Turn it off,
turn it off, machine. Turn it on, turn it off, machine. Turn it on, turn it off, machine.
That song talked about power to make things run, like machines or cars. God gives us power to do his work, but it's not something that you can buy like gasoline or electricity. It's the greatest power of all, and it's free. Jesus talked to his disciples about this gift in John chapter 14.
If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
The Holy Spirit.
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, Jesus said,
"You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
In the book of Acts, chapter 2, we can read about that day when the Spirit came to rest on the disciples and the followers of Jesus. Let's read about the day of Pentecost.
When the day of Pentecost came, they all were together in one place.
Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Do you hear that thunder? Can you hear that rumbling of thunder? That's God's power, isn't it? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
What an appropriate time for us to have a thunderstorm when we're talking about God's power.
God's How about source that? Of electricity.
Let's get back to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Peter was one of the people there that day when the Holy Spirit came down. Do you remember Peter? Remember the stories?
He walked on the water with Jesus.
He was a fisherman.
He taught us to be humble.
Well, Peter also wasn't afraid to ask questions.
Sometimes he got into trouble.
He denied Jesus 3 times before Jesus was crucified.
Jesus knew that he would deny him, yet he still chose Peter to build his church.
Peter means the rock.
Peter was one of the 12 disciples.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one.
Jesus took Peter, an ordinary fisherman, and made him a teacher and a preacher with great courage. The day he received the Holy Spirit, he preached to a huge crowd of people. Let's read some of Peter's words from the day of Pentecost.
We can read all about it in the book of Acts, chapter 2.
Fellow Jews, Peter said, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you, and listen carefully.
Each of you must turn away from your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
This promise is to you and your children, even to the Gentiles,
and all who have been called by the Lord our God.
Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, save yourselves from this generation that has gone astray. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church.
About 3,000 in all.
And this was the beginning of the church. Peter, the rock, was preaching and teaching and healing in the name of Jesus with the power given to him by the Holy Spirit.
He was taking this message to the Jews, to the Gentiles, to anyone who would listen and believe.
And each day, the Lord added to their group those who were being saved.
So, what differences do you notice about the Peter we talked about before and the Peter who received the Holy Spirit?
Well, as you said, he wasn't really sure about what he believed and stuff before. But after he was given the Spirit, he was very sure in what he believed.
Good, okay. Do you think Peter would have gotten up and preached to crowds of thousands of people before? Did he seem like that kind of person to you before?
No.
Well, the Holy Spirit changed Peter and gave him everything he needed the courage, the words, and even the audience. He took Peter from a fisherman's life into a life of witnessing for Jesus in front of thousands of people.
All through the Bible, we can read about ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
God can make you strong.
Stand on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessing from above. Work for His people. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people. From him in a test, his health, his home, his wealth, his family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong.
Stand on His promises and live in His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
His people followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His promises and living His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above.
Work for His people.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us your powerful Holy Spirit. And just as Peter used it to do his work, teach us to use your Spirit of truth for our work. You are in control of our lives, Lord, and we love you and we will serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Think about the times in your life when God has made you strong. And remember that you have a powerful friend to help you and to guide you and to teach you, the friend who gave Peter the words to say and the courage to say them.
See you next time!
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.